And now, live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, robbing the rich and keeping the dough, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Peg Tollo.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is Mala Vista. Don't owe you. Listening to GG All Stars underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Mala Vista, a track called Don't Owe You, from a new album they've got out right now. They are New York City punk and roll, but you know, there is an Hispanic element to them. You can find out more by going to their Bandcamp page, which is
malavista.bandcamp.com.
It is malavista.bandcamp.com, malavista.bandcamp.com. Tony Wong, Paulie B, and Internet Nil. And I think Mala Vista means bad view, doesn't it? Or bad look or something.
Something's got to be something like that, hasn't it?
It's something like that. It's got a bad in it and a view somewhere. You know, let's face it, we're not brilliant at Spanish, but we kind of guessed that one a bit. We will be playing more from them in coming weeks. The album is fantastic. Make sure you check them out. Malavista.bandcamp.com. I've got some additional material for you, Tony. If you've got a joke or poem for me, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Tighten your email, Comedy Suburbs. It's a joke and poetry corner. If it's a poem, we've heard from Jeff again. Let's hear his thing. So proud of that.
Excellent.
We've actually heard from Jeff twice, in that he resent the email I claimed not to have received the week before. So we're going to stick with that one and save the latest one. Make sense?
Got you, yeah.
Yeah, all right. Because if there's a gap or you don't have something, maybe next week, it might get done then. Anyway, Jeff says, you can avoid unwanted pregnancies by using the pull-out method, where you pull out an acoustic guitar at a party and no one will have sex with you. Jeff, P.S. I always used to sleep with one eye open. She was my Native American girlfriend. We're just letting that go. Let's hear his thing again. But I love hearing that.
It's good.
Just cheers me up. Great jokes, Jeff. Thank you very much. If you can do as well as that, email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Right, I think I've got two songs in a row for you now. I have. Stay tuned for the two-step goodbyes. But first, this is the latest in what we've stolen from Dammit Records. It's the Dammit January contingent. Both these songs are. You can find it. What's the Dammit Records thing again, Tay?
Dammitrecords.bandcamp.com.
It is D-A-M-M-I-T records.bandcamp.com. Find out all about them, find out what they do, and get involved with it, because they do send some great stuff through to us, so you can pick it up very, very cheap. I'm talking now about Radioactive Rats, Tony, that have somehow got themselves involved with Dammit. They are, of course, hardcore metal and punk from Nottingham. I believe they are Eastern European origin. Not sure. Were they Polish? Can you remember?
Something like that, yeah. I thought Polish.
Something like that. Fantastic live band. And also, they are the reason that I occasionally call you Quattro.
They do, yes.
Because it was at that gig at the Sumac when, during one of their songs, I started rather drunkenly shouting, Tony, 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 Tony.
That's the fellas.
Caught on. Great band live. Glad we've seen them. What is Radioactive Rats Bandcamp page?
Radioactiverats.bandcamp.com.
It was RadioActive Rats. Radioactive Rats.bandcamp.com. Make it Tony 2, Paulie B, and the Internet Nil. Stay tuned for the two step goodbyes. This is You Are a Free Man. We'll be right back. You're listening to Raman Mamadli underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job with Ben this week, Tony.
That's okay.
This is Azerbaijani guitar music, perfect for weddings. Again, don't know how long we're keeping this on, but I'm still really enjoying it. There you go. That was the Two Step Goodbyes, a track called Not Your Kind. They are psychobilly stroke garage or garage from Stoke, Tone. Great track, that. What is the Two Step Goodbyes Bandcamp page?
twostepgoodbyes.bandcamp.com?
Nah, it's the 2sg.bandcamp.com, as in the numeric 2, SG, so T-H-E, numeric 2, SG.bandcamp.com, the 2sg.bandcamp.com. Make it poorly beat and the internet 1, Tony 2. I got one back, fair enough. Have you got any Facebook comments?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook,
tra-la-la-la-la. I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle.
What you got?
Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please don't forget, visit our page, facebook.com/punkyradio. Like the page, do leave us a comment. If you can, the easiest way to do so, as we always say, is reply to last week's show post. We'll see it. It'll get on the show. And you'll be famous amongst a small amount of people. So,
how small, Tony? 8,000? 90 million? What's your idea of small?
Well, it's less than 50,000.
Right, because the Chinese would consider small to be the population of the United Kingdom.
This is true.
You know.
It's all about perspective, isn't it?
It really is, yeah.
Yeah. Or I could have been tiny people. Which I guess...
You could have. That hadn't occurred to me. If you are a tiny person... email paulieb@punkyradio.com with your height, and the one who gets the lowest will get an honourable mention on next week's show.
Excellent. We have the oldest listener or the shortest listener.
That's right, yeah.
A few comments this week. Jeff did get in touch.
Thanks, Jeff.
And he said, I sent the jokes in. I bet they're in your email junk folder. Because that's the quality of last week's jokes. Great show as always, a poog. Yes, sorry, we did feature them, Jeff. As mentioned, thank you very much.
Been sorted now, but thank you very much, Jeff. You are in our top 5 listeners of all time, I think.
I don't think he's that short, though, is he? I always imagine Jeff to be kind of a towering figure.
He is tall. He's imposing. He has an imperious mien.
Scanner got in touch as well.
Hey, Tolo, Scanner. Hey, Tolo, Joe.
And he says, great show as always. Many thanks for including our song.
It's our pleasure.
Our pleasure. And finally, Simon not got in touch.
Egg Tolo Simon.
He's listening again. And he says, love the Miss Georgia Peach track, guys. It was all great, but I'm a bit of a hillbilly.
Well, he is a bit of a hillbilly. And we also had a fairly interesting conversation, me and Simon, about a Meteors album that came out in the 1980s. There you go. I do. If I see our listeners and people that listen to the show being in touch, you know what? I do sometimes get involved with you. Sometimes. Lovely bloke, Simon. Also, he wanted to tell us that the Dark Shadows have got a new single out, but we've already been sent it. I think it's your next week's show.
Oh, cool. Great. That's it for Facebook.
So that concludes.
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never type that.
Ew.
Frankie Boyle.
Well,
he's a great bloke. Right, great. Danny Cleaver. Do you remember Danny Cleaver?
Yes.
From Leeds. He was like just a few years back now, but for a while we got quite a bit off him. And then he kind of went quiet. He's a one-man garage sensation, as far as I'm concerned. He's got a new album out. I think he might have started in lockdown, or things went quiet in lockdown, then he got back together, all the way from Leeds, as I say. The album's called Lost My Head. And at first... he sent us a link to download the album, but whatever reason, the link wouldn't work. So I said, look, can you just send me the fastest one? You know what I'm like.
Yeah.
And he sent back, actually, there's a few that are fast on it. Because I had a listen, you know. He said, these are the ones that seem to be going down the best so far. I listened to them. You know what? He's not wrong. Every single track on this album is a little Lee's garage nugget of joy. But I have picked this one. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Danny Cleaver's Bandcamp page?
Well, of course, it's grievousangles.bandcamp.com.
You bastard, how do you know that? What have I messed up there?
No, I also get the emails sometimes.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So I saw that one, but I remember it from the past, but I would not remember it if I hadn't seen the email this week.
GRIEVOUS Angles, Grievous Angles. .bandcamp.com. I think that might have been the label at one point or something.
Was it his band or something? There was some story behind it, wasn't there?
There was a story behind. There's always a story behind something we don't know, Tony.
Well, you know, you never know.
But anyway, Tony 3, poorly beat, and in step 1, and this is Sick Obsession. Listening to The Upsetters underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job with Bez this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Danny Cleaver, Sick Obsession. Find out more, grievousangles.bandcamp.com, and check out his new album, Lost My Head. Now, did you do anything last week?
Not massively. What did we do? Work. It was the first full week back at work. Went to the office a few times. Heating's still not working in my office. Not a happy bunny.
Oh dear.
But I have got an oil-filled radiator down there that is probably charging them an absolute fortune, because I'm putting up proper full whack. I'm going tomatoes in and everything. It's great.
Oh right, yeah.
Buck 'em. Apart from that, no, I think it's pretty quiet. Yeah, it was one of them. That's all I did, really. Nothing. I wrote a song. I wrote a baby's song. That I haven't put, I'll just do the music, so I've got to put that together. Yeah. But you know what I'm like with stuff we've recorded. I do need to get the equipment out, so maybe that's coming, because I've got, because we're still having house viewings, so we've had two in the past week, so I'm still kind of trying to live like without, like no one lives here, you know, you just put everything away, so, and it's pissing me off. But anyway, so I did a bit of work and I got a bit pissed off. How was your week?
I've put down for last week, I've actually put down nothing. I've got to fill it in. I will just say, I wonder if anyone in your office is saying, it's really hot. It's really hot in Tony's office. You know what he's doing? Isn't he? I think he's incubating a new star.
That's right.
I've mainly been watching FA Cup football, to be honest.
Okay.
And it's been fantastic. You know, Forest beat Luton 2-0. Always nice to see. It wasn't a comprehensive thrashing, but we got the job done. Our reserves were out. It was great. Enjoyed Arsenal losing to Man United today. Opens it up a bit. We've got Exeter City in the next round at Exeter. Won't be an easy fixture, but I would expect us to win that. Gets through the fifth round when VAR comes in and everything falls apart.
Oh,
I have been attempting to make some progress with the illustrations for my book with my gentleman in Indonesia. Mm-hmm. The author's gone in. He's got a month to do it. Otherwise, you don't get paid.
Excellent.
Fiver. And I've been enjoying quite a lot of music that's been sent through this week from Cherry Red, not least of which is a fascinating for me, actually, a new Joe Boxers CD collection, which is called Just Got Lucky, The Complete Works. The Joe Boxers were around in the early 1980s and were what you sort of describe as sort of, well, kind of soul music, really, but quite upbeat, you know. And I found out a bit more about them. And so the entire backing band for Joe Boxers was Subway Sect from Bristol, who were Vic Goddard and Subway Sect, like a new way back. I think they still gig, don't they? Still do things, I think, Subway Sect. And the lead singer was the singer in a band in the very late 70s from, I think, the States or Canada, the States, I think, called Buzz and the Flyers. And I've actually got a couple of their tracks on Rockabilly Psychabilly compilations, one of which is called Hep Cat Hop. And we might play something by Buzz and the Flyers now that I have realised what they are. Because I was never a massive fan of Joe Boxers at the time. I didn't mind them. But actually, going back and listening to them now, what a great band they were. Obviously, you can find out more by going to Cherry Red, which is cherryred.co.uk, isn't it?
It is.
I think, yeah. What I'd like to know is there is an active website for Joe Boxers, Tony. What is Joe Boxers' website?
JoeBoxersOfficial.com?
JoeBoxers.net. JoeBoxers. JoeBoxers.net. And they were called Joe Boxers because someone remarked there were a lot of famous boxers that started off being called Joe. So that's what the Joe Boxers.
Right, okay.
Found out quite a bit with my old research there. Paulie Beans at 2, Tony 3. This is Crosstown Walk-Up.
Yeah.
walking with that juice blender. Across town walking with that juice. Across town walking without you.
You're listening to Dead 60s Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Joe Box's Crosstown Walk-Up, taken from Just Got Lucky, The Complete Works, via Cherry Red. Find out more, joeboxers.net. Sounding professional, didn't I? What about me? And now, blah, 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 blah. That's better. Have you got any gig stories?
I do.
That means it must be time for...
Tony's... International Gig Guide.
Doing the Boxer Beat. Doing the Boxer Beat. Boxer Beat. The Boxer Beat.
Thanks for your gigs. You have any gigs for me? Don't forget. Do email me. Tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know who's playing. Where are they playing? How much would it be to watch them play? Let me know your gigs. You haven't done, so I found one. So this is a gig that... Well, we are playing this venue in a few months. I think we're playing it in May. So this Saturday, at the Alma Inn in Bolton, there's a three bands on. It's a free entry gig. Got the Deceased, Mad Badgers, and the Spontanes. Kicks off at 5:30. It's probably all done by about 7:30. Nice early gig, and it's fun. That's Bolton's best rock metal punk pub. So I'm going to go see it. I'm going to go and play it in May, and I think we're on with Rites of Hadder.
Oh, cool.
I lose track a little bit, but I'm pretty sure that was that one. But yeah, so it's the Alma. I've not been, but clearly I've not seen this gig before pop up, so maybe it's a new venture. So
it's what it says on the tin. If the Deceased don't show up, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly. And Mad Badgers we played with at the
have you?
But Morecambe. We played it nice and easy. Morecambe, they won after us. Good band. So it's that's the only one I know. But yeah, so if you are in the Bolton area, do check it out. It's free.
We talked about this. It is Bolton, is it, that you're going on the A666? That's right, isn't it?
Where was it when I went to the 666?
Is it Bolton or Blackburn? Is it Blackburn?
Or is it Oldham?
It isn't Oldham.
It must be Bolton then, yeah. I think you're right.
Yeah. It's one of those, yeah.
It's where I stayed when I went to Blackpool, wasn't it? I stayed in some place, and it was on the 666. Yeah, you're right. So if you are around, do check it out. Let us know if you do go. Let me know what it's like, but I'll see it in a few months. And that's it for gigs.
So that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Just got lucky. Right. Next track, Tone, The Hoseheads. We had a brilliant email from The Hoseheads. They actually describe themselves as the finest ever punk band from Flin Flon, Saskatchewan. Ooh. I think they probably are. I don't know how many people live in Flin Flon. I quite like to go. I like places with daft names. What is The Hoseheads Bandcamp page?
TheHoseheads@bandcamp.com.
Simple as that. TheHoseheads. TheHoseheads.bandcamp.com. Tony Four put it in at 2, and this is the brilliant Lunkhead.
I'm a Lunkhead.
listening to Chop Tops underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I do love Chop Tops. That was the Hosehead's Lunkhead. Find out more at thehoseheads.bandcamp.com, all the way from Flin Flon. Are you doing anything this week?
I've been mostly be work again. That's next week. So it's our anniversary is coming up. That's the 19th. That'll be next week. Mine and Stephanie's, which will be 18 years. 18 years.
18 years,
man. Yeah, that'll be next Sunday. Apart from that, so we've got band practice Saturday, work all week, need to start. I keep putting off this wedding band learning. I've got to learn.
Well, I don't blame you.
I know, I just can't be arsed. But
you know, really.
I will enjoy it. I'll enjoy playing it. I just can't be arsed learning it.
No one's going to notice if you fuck it up.
Nah, that's what I have to turn myself down. It's because the two guitarists, I am booked one of two, so.
Oh, well,
it matters it.
Completely off the hook there.
Yeah. But I would like to get that done. Apart from that, I think, yeah.
What, with a card guitar and just have a bit of fun? See if anyone notices.
I remember at our first ever gig, with alcohol, the bassist didn't know, one couldn't really play very well and didn't really know the song. He just turned himself down.
Right.
Didn't even know. He played the whole gig off. I could do that. Work for him. That's about it. What are you up to?
I don't know.
No?
I haven't put anything down again on my show notes. I don't know. I'll be doing more of the same. I am curating a plan for the end of the month, and if it comes off, it will be brilliant. Okay. So that's this week. I'll be curating my plan and hopefully doing a bit more writing of fucking kids' books.
Okay, cool. How's it going?
Well, I'm stalled. Shall we just say I'm stalled?
Stalled,
it's not
right.
Like it's block, it's just laziness.
Right.
I did read through one. I don't know if you remember me telling you about Snotbeard the Pirate, but I did read through the vast majority of the third Snotbeard the Pirate story that I've done. I just need to finish it off. It's only 4 or 5 pages to go. I read through it, really made myself laugh, completely forgotten it, because I hadn't really worked on it for 2 or 3 years. And my problem now is it just my sense of humour, or is it other people's? Because I've clearly written a book with me in mind, you know, I'm a bit specialist, aren't I?
Well, you got your own voice, ain't you? You got your own voice.
I do have my own voice, don't you? It's distinctive. So we'll see. Anyway, so what I'm effectively doing this week is curating a plan for the end of the month, which is coming up very quickly. We're getting through January already, aren't we?
I know. Yeah, yeah.
Very pleased to say that.
I'm not.
Are you observing dry January?
No.
No, me neither. Fuck that shit. I have been drinking vodka. Almost in protest at dry January. I've been getting stuck into vodka over the week. It's marvellous. I had it with a fizzy apple and elderflower spring water type affair.
Ooh.
And some ice. And judging by the way I felt the next morning, I'd enjoyed it quite a lot, you know.
I think I had a Jack Daniels with an orange and like a blood orange one at one point. That was nice.
Was it a bit sweet or was it sour? Blood orange normally comes in a bit sour. I'd have gone with that.
It's
that
quite sweet.
My chuff.
Yeah. I used to, if we're tonic water phase, I might get back into it. You know, now I'm getting a bit old, I'm enjoying a little bit of a tonic. A little bit of a...
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Always been a tonic for the troops, though.
Thank you much.
Yeah. We've got yet more brilliant stuff in Cherry Red to talk about now. Now, when I think about things from the 60s, I kind of think they're 20 years old. But they're 60 years old, aren't they?
Yeah.
Incredible, really, to think we're going to play two tracks now that are 60 years old. It's a From the Vault special here. But there is a new Cherry Red release called Too Far Out, Beat and Mod, from 304 Holloway Road, 1963-66. There was obviously a record label on Holloway Road that specialised in kind of mod stuff and beat music. And you know what? It's great. It's another 3-CD collection. We picked 2 tracks from it that I think you will like. Stay tuned for Shade, Joey and the Night Owls. But first, the classics. Can't tell you much about them other than if you go to Cherry Red, or indeed you get this collection, I recommend you do, you'll find out more about the classics. So what is Cherry Red's website, Tom?
Cherryred.co.uk.
It is cherryred.co.uk, cherryred.co.uk. Tony, 5 for the internet, 2, and this is the classics and gonna kill myself.
Well, nothing's gone right since you walked out. Ain't got a job, just hang about. Oh, 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 I'm gonna kill myself. I'm gonna kill myself. Well, the pub's my home, cigarette my food. You could change this, baby, you know you could. Oh, 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 I'm gonna kill myself. I'm gonna kill myself. My house burnt down, 'cause my rents went up. Whole life's a mess since we broke up. Oh, 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 I'm gonna kill myself. I'm gonna kill myself. I'm gonna kill myself. I'm gonna take my life. Oh, honey, honey, oh, kill myself. Yeah, yeah. You're gonna be my wife. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 oh. I'm gonna kill myself. Oh, 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 oh. I'm gonna kill myself. Oh, 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 oh.
Polo Blowjo.
When I'm feeling sad and lonely, no. When I'm feeling a blue and doodly, no. When I want your arms around me, no. That's when I need you, baby. When I'm feeling sad and lonely, no. When I'm feeling a blue and doodly, no. When I want your arms around me, no. That's when I need you, baby. Come on, come on now, come on. Come on, come on now, and do the doody die with me. So when I'm feeling sad and lonely, no. When I'm feeling a blue and doodly, no. When I want your arms around me, no. That's when I need you, baby.
Listening to Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job with beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Shade Joey and the Night Owls with a track called That's When I Need You, Baby, taken from Too Far Out, Beat and Mod from 304 Holloway Road, 96366 on the Cherry Red label. And I don't have a website or anything for Shade, Joey and the Night Owls. Understandably, they split up before anyone even thought it was ZX Spectrum. But Shade, Joey and the Night Owls, in relation to owls, what is the best website for the owls, Tony?
Theowls.org.
Nice try. It's actually swfc.co.uk. Sheffield Wednesday are, of course, the Owls. I got one back. Paulie being in set 3, Tony 5. This is the kind of question that I could have viewed. I did think of doing an owl-centric quiz time for Tony.
What's the square root of posh spice?
It may still happen, and I'm still laughing about that as well. So, as we know, 3 is not a magic number.
No.
Paulie being set 3, Tony 5, as I say, check out Too Far Out. From Sherry Red, have you got a twat?
I do.
Marvellous. Let's hear the thing.
Donny's need.
What you got?
If you got a twat to nominate, don't forget, please do email me. Tony@punkyradio.com. I'll the twat's name or where they're from. And the reason for the nomination, all twats leave with thanks. Every twat's wanted. Let me know your twats, thank you very much. Steve's been back in touch.
Next website for the owls. That's your child, sorry.
Steve says, Heg Tolo, Tony.
Heg Tolo, Steve, and beautifully said.
Yeah. On New Year's Day, a terrorist blew up a Tesla Cybertruck full of fireworks in front of the Trump Hotel in Las Vegas. Only the driver was killed, but 7 people were injured. Elon Musk, the owner of Tesla, said the evil knuckleheads picked the wrong vehicle, that's me, it's picked the wrong vehicle. I'd like to see him pickle it. Anyway, picked the wrong vehicle for a terrorist attack. Cybertruck actually contained the explosion and directed the blast upwards. Not even the glass doors of the lobby were broken. Whilst that may be true, we would have to repeat the explosion with some other trucks to know for sure that his design is better. Elon made this terrorist attack into an opportunity to brag about his Cybertruck's design. No glass broken, only 7 people injured. He was so proud. Sure, he has a point, but I still think Elon Musk is a twat for using a terrorist attack for publicity. That's what Steve.
It's not the only reason Elon Musk is a twat.
It's not the worst thing he's done, is it?
Yeah, you might not be keeping up with how he's trying to interfere in British politics.
You can get fucked.
Yeah, he really can. And I have seen this repeated. It's not a meme. I think it was an X post or something that someone put where he said, I can't believe any kids even made it through school.
Yeah.
You've seen that one, have you?
I've seen that one, yeah.
Yeah. And someone said, well, you know what? The food might not have been very good and it might have been a bit dodgy, but at least we didn't need to worry about someone shooting us. or worse to that effect. Also, if I was the Keir Starmer, I'd be sending an email to Elon Musk, or maybe even doing an ex post myself. Just says, do I give you advice about space robots and shit rockets? No, I don't. So back off, Musk. But no. And no. Anyway, so yes, of course, Elon Musk is a threat. Also, I do actually think the guy that blew the thing up outside the Trump Tower actually was a bit mad to attempt to use a Tesla vehicle. Although maybe he was trying to kill 2 birds with 1 stone, you know, to blow up a Musk and a Trump, you know.
You'd assume so, wouldn't you?
But I would have thought he'd have gone in there with a Reliant Robin or something to make sure. Because that space car, it did look a bit like a reinforced super space car, didn't it, to be honest?
Yeah.
So Musky's nearly got a point. I'm calling him Musky now.
Musky.
So Musky's nearly got a point there. It's like Dastardly and Musky. That is Trump and Elon Musk. Yeah. Stop the left wing. Stop the left wing. Stop the left wing. That's why I don't write anything down, because the ideas in my head are clearly more entertaining than anything I can actually think through. Musky.
Yeah. Musky.
Absolute twat.
Yeah. So, well, I was still having this.
What's his laugh? What's Martley's laugh? How's it go?
Isn't that it?
Was an effort there, Tony.
I thought that's what he does. Doesn't he like just like a very silent cackle?
It is. Oh, I don't know either now. I take it all back.
Yeah, it's not a big, full-throated belly laugh. It is a very,
It is exactly what you did. I'll take it back. It's the best impression ever.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I think I could do better myself. Yeah,
okay, so... So for using this terrorist attack into an opportunity to brag about his cyber design, Elon Musk, probably from California, is a twat.
Really is as well.
Musky.
What a cock. Dastardly and musky. Right, one last track this week. We haven't saved the best to the last, but we saved the one with the best email to last. Limousine Tony played him the other week, and you might have noticed that I said I was very surprised not to hear from Limo Dean's dad and sister, because we normally do. Hmm. Well, I think I did. I think it was a bit of a Jeff situation. I think the email just got lost. Anyway, when his dad got in touch, just to wish me a happy new year, and I said, by the way, did you know we played him on the show? He said, yes, sent an email. I said, I didn't get it, didn't see it, didn't read it, whatever. I said, I was very surprised to hear, not to hear from Claire, Limo Dean's sister, because she normally gives us some stats. Dad passed the message on. And what came through was an email from Claire that I'm just going to read out in its entirety. It's great. It says, okay, Paul, as you predicted, here are the stats. Right. You've played You Got It, I Want It, which is a track we played. I think it was just for Christmas, wasn't it? You have played You Got It, I Want It twice before on the 15th of May 2013 and the 26th November 2013. It's from the album You've Been Limousined, and you played tracks from that album seven times in 2013, so you must have really liked it. I did, and I think that's the album with 20 Greatest Hits, which is my favourite Limousine song. I think it's on that one. Anyway, she goes on to say, it was a lovely surprise to see your playlist this evening and to hear your tribute to Dean. The track sounded really great, as usual. It always catches me a bit off guard to hear Dean's voice, but very quickly it makes me smile as I know just how much fun he had with the band and how happy Limousine made him. Dean definitely would have been smiling last night with you playing this track and his beloved Birmingham City winning a match. I think they've just drawn Liverpool in the next round of the FA Cup, haven't they? Absolutely sure. Anyway, hope they beat them. Thanks so much. It means the world to have Dean remembered in this way. Best wishes, Limo Claire. They're really getting the fact that Limo's in Limo Dean. Anyway, but thank you, Claire, for that. And she suggested, or rather, I think her dad suggested, actually, that we played a track from Limousine we haven't played before. It's from an album called Bone and Gristle, which I don't think we ever got. I can't remember why not, but anyway... I don't think I'd ever heard this track before, although it is on the vinyl best of that they brought out, but at the time I didn't have a record player, didn't say either. Anyway, point is, it's a great song by a great band. I think her dad said that, I'm not sure whether this is the style of Limousine track you'd normally go for. It does remind me a little bit of a track we played many years ago called Ein Zwei Drei Vier, Fuck It, Let's Rock. You might remember that one. Anyway, you'll find out shortly. There is still a Bandcamp page for Limousine. What is it, Tony?
Limousine.bandcamp.com?
It is. You thought about it, but you're right.
I did, yeah.
Limousine.bandcamp.com. Limousine spelled L-I-M-O-Z-I-N-E. Limousine.bandcamp.com. And this is the rather marvellous black vinyl Uber Alice.
Staying in and getting high. Playing records all the time. Baby, baby, falling sick. Turn it up and pass that shit. Black vinyl Uber Alice. Black vinyl Uber Alice. Black vinyl Uber Alice. Black vinyl Uber Alice. Heavy duty 1EG. Do cocaine up cable sleeve. Picture sleeve and picture disc. I picture you on top of this. Black vinyl Uber Alice. Rock and roll. Black vinyl Uber Alice. Black vinyl
Limousine, Black Vinyl, Uber Alice, and that's about it for this week's show. Maybe you could mention one or two ways people can listen in a way they haven't done before.
Yeah, don't forget, visit our website, punkyradio.com. Latest shows on the front page. Do check it out if you can. You can find us online at various stations like punkyradio.com, radioandrew.se, radiofolkson.com. If you were down with the Fi, you can find us on the Spotify. App in the podcast section, also Amazon Music in their podcasts thing, and if you get yourself one of Alexa devices, as everyone seems to be doing these days, why don't you get yourself the Punky Radio skill for Alexa? You get the skill store, you search Punky Radio, you download it. While she's not messing about with your smart plug, she can be playing you some Punky Radio. Get yourself some Alexa on it. There you go.
I don't know whether we'll see any of you this weekend or not, or over the next few days. Who knows? It's unlikely. Quite frankly, the weather's so cold, I could hear my nipples talking to me. So I'm not going anywhere. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoog.
But you can't.